Hey, good morning there, brother and sisters. Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ, a gift for every believer. 1 Peter 4:10-11 states, as each one has received a spiritual gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterance of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Even though the Bible clearly states that every believer receives a spiritual gift, some people, nevertheless, think they were overlooked. So these men and women meander through life refusing opportunities to serve. Other folks are so busy wishing they have a different ability that they do not use the one bestowed by the Holy Spirit. And both of these attitudes hinder the body of Christ. You see, God has a specific purpose and ministry for every Christian. Our spiritual gifts help us to fulfill His plan. We learn from the one or ones we possess by getting involved in the life of the church. In other words, a believer will know his divinely appointed abilities when he begins to exercise them. Moreover, the Lord has a purpose in mind when He bestows spiritual gifts on His children. Christians are to exercise their special gift for the common good. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, but to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And everyone profits when believers do God's work through the power of the Holy Spirit. These gifts are used in a variety of ways, including to equip, edify, and encourage one another. As Ephesians 4:11-13 states, and He gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son and God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So to appreciate how various gifts work to build up the body of Christ, we may have to broaden our understanding of words like evangelist, prophet, and teacher. Biblically, these terms describe co-laborers who share Christ, spiritual mentors who explain biblical truths to new believers, friends who uplift the discouraged, and others doing similar work. And every member of the Christian fellowship is important, and each one has a task to do. Where God has gifted us and opened doors of opportunities for ministry, He also provides the strength and courage to exercise our abilities. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.